Welcome to Laugh and Learn Anatomy Edition. I'm your host, Dr. Liam O'Connor, and today we're diving deep into the gallbladder and bile. Now, who knew this little pouch could cause so much drama in our digestive lives?
Right? It's like the gallbladder is the quiet one at the party, but when it speaks up, it's usually to drop a bombshell, like gallstones.
And speaking of bombs, did you know that gallstones can be as big as a golf ball? That's one hefty piece of baggage to carry around.
No kidding. It's like carrying around a tiny bowling ball in your belly. Just imagine trying to explain that to your friends at a barbecue. Hey, want to see my gallstone collection?
Or worse, sorry, can't eat that. My gallbladder's on strike.
Exactly. But let's not forget, while we're having a laugh, gallbladder health is no joke. It's crucial for digestion, and we'll get into that later. But first, how about a fun fact?
Hit us with it, Ben.
Did you know that about 10-15% of adults will develop gallstones at some point? That's a lot of potential bowling balls.
That's a surprising stat. So folks, keep your gallbladders happy, or they might just start throwing stones.
All right, let's roll into today's topic and see what this gallbladder can really do. All right, let's get into the anatomy of the gallbladder. This little guy is shaped like a pear. If that pear had a serious case of stage fright, it's tucked away under the liver like a shy kid hiding behind a big tree at recess. You wouldn't even know it's there unless you're looking for trouble.
Fair point, Liam. It's about 3 to 4 inches long. And while it might be small, it plays a big role in digestion. Think of it as the organ that stores bile, which is essential for breaking down fats. Without it, our bodies would struggle to absorb those delicious cheeseburgers.
Speaking of cheeseburgers, let's talk function. The gallbladder releases bile into the small intestine when we eat. It's like a quarterback throwing a perfect pass to the running back, just at the right moment to tackle those fats.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And when the gallbladder contracts, it squeezes out bile, which is a mix of salts, cholesterol, and bilirubin. That's right, folks. It's a cocktail party in there.
Exactly. And that bile helps emulsify fats, breaking them down into smaller droplets. It's like using a blender to make a smooth smoothie instead of biting into a chunk of banana. Nobody wants that.
Right on. And just like a blender, if the gallbladder isn't working properly, things can get messy. We'll dive into that later, but for now, let's appreciate how this small organ is a powerhouse in our digestive system.
So true. It's amazing how something so small can have such a big impact. Remember, folks, keeping your gallbladder healthy is key to enjoying all those tasty treats. So let's dive into the role of bile. This golden green liquid is like the unsung hero of digestion. It's not just sitting around looking pretty. It's got a job to do. Think of bile as the ultimate sous chef in your digestive kitchen, ready to tackle those fatty foods.
Spot on, Liam. Bile is made up of bile salts, cholesterol, and bilirubin. When you eat, it's released from the gallbladder into the small intestine, where it emulsifies fats. It's like breaking down a big block of cheese into tiny shreds for a perfect nacho dip.
Right on. And without bile, those fats would just sit there, refusing to blend in. It's like trying to mix oil and water. No one's having a good time.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. And here's a fun fact. Bile also helps absorb fat-soluble vitamins like A, D, E, and K. So when you're munching on those carrots or enjoying a nice salad, bile's got your back.
Exactly. It's like a VIP pass for nutrients. Without bile, those vitamins wouldn't get the chance to shine. So next time you enjoy a salad, give a little nod to your gallbladder and its trusty sidekick, bile.
And let's not forget, bile is also responsible for giving your poop that lovely brown color. So if your stool's looking a bit off, it might be time to check in with your gallbladder.
Huh, that's a good reminder. Bile's not just about digestion, it's a whole system working together. Keeping it healthy means keeping the whole digestive party going. All right, folks, let's talk about gallstones, the little troublemakers of the digestive world. These guys can form when there's too much cholesterol or bilirubin in the bile. It's like when you've got too many cooks in the kitchen and things just start getting messy.
Fair point, Liam. There are two main types of gallstones, cholesterol stones, which are usually yellow-green, and pigment stones, which are darker. It's like a color-coded system for trouble.
And let's not forget the symptoms. Gallstones can be sneaky. You might feel sharp pain in your upper right abdomen, especially after a big meal. It's like your gallbladder's way of saying, hey, slow down with the nachos.
No kidding. And if those stones decide to block a duct, it can lead to some serious pain. It's like trying to push a boulder through a tiny doorway. Good luck with that.
Exactly. Some people don't even know they have gallstones until they have an ultrasound. It's like finding out you've been carrying around a hidden treasure, except it's not the kind you want.
And here's a fun fact. About 80% of people with gallstones don't even have symptoms. They're just hanging out like uninvited guests at a party.
Right on. But when they do cause issues, treatment options range from dietary changes to surgery. So folks, keep an eye on your gallbladder health. It's not just a passive player in your digestive game. So let's chat about the real-life implications of gallbladder issues. Picture this. You're at a family cookout, and someone brings out a giant platter of ribs. Your gallbladder's sitting there, sweating bullets, thinking, oh no, not again.
No kidding. It's like your gallbladder is the designated driver at a party trying to keep everything under control while everyone else is having a blast with rich foods. Just one too many ribs, and boom, pain city.
Right on. And let's not forget the awkward moments. You might be having a great time until suddenly you're doubled over in pain and everyone's looking at you like you just told a terrible joke.
Ha! Huh. Or worse, trying to explain to your relatives why you can't have dessert. Sorry, Aunt Mary, I can't have that slice of cheesecake. My gallbladder is staging a revolt.
Exactly. It's a real buzzkill. And for some people, gallbladder issues can lead to emergency room visits. Trust me, nobody wants to spend their Saturday night in a hospital gown.
And here's the kicker. Understanding your gallbladder health can actually help you avoid those situations. It's like being a coach, knowing when to call a timeout before the game goes south.
Spot on, Ben. So folks, if you're feeling those telltale signs, don't ignore them. Your gallbladder might be trying to send you a message. Let's ease up on the greasy food. All right. Let's dive into some audience curiosities. We've got some great questions from our listeners about gallbladders and bile. First up, someone wants to know if gallstones are hereditary. Well, folks, it turns out genetics can play a role. If your family has a history of gallstones, you might be at a higher risk. It's like inheriting the family recipe for disaster.
Fair point, Liam. Another listener asked if diet really affects gallbladder health. The answer is a resounding yes. A diet high in fat and cholesterol can contribute to gallstone formation. So if you're living on fast food, your gallbladder might just be plotting its escape.
Speaking of diets, we've got a question about whether certain foods can help prevent gallstones. Well, fiber-rich foods like fruits, veggies, and whole grains can be your gallbladder's best friends. It's like giving it a little pep talk before the big game.
No kidding. And here's a fun one. Someone asked if gallstones can be dissolved with medication. While some stones can be dissolved, it's not always effective. It's like trying to dissolve a rock in water. Good luck with that.
Right on. And finally, we had a listener curious about whether gallbladder removal affects digestion. The good news is most people adapt just fine without it. Your body's pretty resilient, but it might take some time to adjust to life without that little pouch.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Keep those questions coming, folks. We love hearing from you and helping you navigate the wild world of anatomy.
So, let's wrap this up with some highlights from today's episode. One of my favorite moments was when we compared the gallbladder to a shy kid at a party. It's just sitting there waiting for the right moment to shine.
Right on. I loved how we illustrated bile as the ultimate sous chef in our digestive kitchen. It's all about teamwork in there, isn't it?
Not to mention the gallstones, those little troublemakers. I mean, who knew they could be as big as golf balls? That's one hefty piece of baggage to carry around.
Fair point. And let's not forget the real-life implications we discussed. It's a real eye-opener when you think about how gallbladder issues can turn a fun family cookout into a trip to the ER.
Exactly. It's a reminder that our bodies are complex machines. Understanding how they work can really help us make better choices.
And let's not skip over the audience curiosities. Those questions really brought some fun to the mix. It's great to see listeners engaging with us.
So true. Remember, folks, keeping your gallbladder healthy means keeping the whole digestive party going strong. So as we wrap up today's episode, I've got to say, I've learned a lot about the gallbladder and bile. Who knew they could be so entertaining? I mean, we've gone from anatomy to comedy in record time.
Right on. It's been a fascinating journey. And I think my favorite part was illustrating how bile works like a sous chef. It's all about teamwork in the kitchen of our bodies.
And let's not forget the gallstones. Those little guys can turn a simple meal into a dramatic event, like a surprise twist in a sports game.
No kidding. And the real takeaway here is that understanding these organs can help us make better choices for our health. It's not just about anatomy. It's about living our best lives.
So true. We hope our listeners walk away with some laughs and a bit of knowledge about their gallbladder health. Remember, folks, it's all connected.
And that, my friends, is a highlight reel for your body. Be sure to tune in next time for more fun and facts.
Thanks for joining us today. Don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you next time on Laugh and Learn.